And this time's Wednesdays. When there is a board meeting, we do check in usually with our chairwoman of the Board of Supervisors, Susan Gorin, as she joins us now on the KSRO Live Line. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you on today. Just kind of the started off from yesterday's meeting. What was accomplished significantly in yesterday's meeting, and was many of it COVID-19 related?
A lot of it was, of course. We had a good briefing from Dr. Moss and Dr. Robinson about how we're moving forward and working in with the COVID virus. The good news is we've been working for quite a while in setting up the alternative care sites and the trailers for our homeless population who may be COVID vulnerable. And we are moving in a number of up to 20 homeless folks into the trailers at the fairgrounds and working at moving in of our COVID vulnerable seniors and people with underlying health conditions into the alternative care sites at SSU over the next week or two. So we're still moving forward to safely shelter our vulnerable population. But, excuse me, morning. But the really good conversations happened with our three directors of various departments, Transportation, Public Works, Permit Sonoma, and Sonoma Water, where they gave us a good understanding that it wasn't just COVID 24/7. They were actually moving forward on essential business, and in fact, we approved more paving and pavement coverings, ceilings, double ceilings, chip ceilings yesterday, with the second year of our two-year pavement pavement program. So that's good news. And Permit Sonoma is working pretty remotely, but still moving forward with some of the business that they do in processing permits and trying to move forward with some of the essential construction and permitting functions that we do. So it was good, but we also had an opportunity to start talking about what it is we are seeing with recovery. And good conversations will happen next week with Sheba Whitley-Pearson, our Economic Development Director for the Economic Development Board. And we're talking about a recovery task force, like many of the folks in the nation, including our governor. Mm-hmm. So what can we do to jumpstart small businesses? And small businesses, large businesses, get us back to normal and looking forward to the time when we're no longer going to be sheltering in place, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Has there been a lot of public especially from small businesses, at least a lot of public comment, just about regarding just trying to get back to business as usual?
Absolutely. Just received a letter from the real estate industry proposing a way that they could more aggressively market and sell homes. Understandably, people are nervous about purchasing homes, even looking at a home during the COVID virus. So that uncertainty is helping to propel our economic downturn even more. But bicycle shops, we want to open bicycle shops. We're making a case for mobile pet groomers. We're still in discussions about when and how we reopen our parks, because we need that relief valve from everybody's perspective, and I'm the first one to say, open up the parks. But we have to do it safely, and we're going to do it gradually. And I think we should have an announcement coming forward somewhat soon, really talking about how we can reopen the parks safely.
Well, that is, it's very important to just kind of have reopening the parks have at least some respite for people to do, especially since we're talking on Earth Day, of all things.
Of all things, absolutely. Happy birthday, Earth Day. Our celebrations this year will be a little muted, but I'm seeing a lot of online activity,
yeah,
a lot of congratulations, and a recommitment to the task at hand. We cannot lose sight of the fact that our Earth is really being challenged. If there's any good news in the COVID pandemic, our economic activity is down so low that our greenhouse gas emissions have plummeted. Our skies are clearer. And I'd like to say, mission accomplished, we can move on to something else. But the reality is, when our economic activity returns, and it will, then we're likely to see continuing challenges to our Mother Earth.
Going back to just something you had mentioned earlier, the trailers that were being installed for 20 homeless residents, when is that expected to be put in? And also, when are seniors expected to go into alternative care sites at SSU?
That's all going to happen this week. I believe maybe even today we have folks moving in into the trailers because last week they finished setting them up. That's the good news. And so it's not that I'm excited. I'm just greatly relieved that we do have additional shelter for our homeless individuals, especially those that are really fragile medically. And we are moving forward in thinking about expanded testing, maybe some drive-through sites. We're very successful in ordering additional swabs. Who knew that those little things that were ubiquitous in our doctor's offices would prove to be so challenging for our testing regimen? And so we're moving forward with more aggressive testing, because then we'll be able to have some kind of certainty about when we expect to see a little bit broader opening of our economy and our community.
If I'm not mistaken, Dr. May has stated that 5,000 more swabs should be on the way from Amazon, and then 100,000 more, I guess, through another order itself. Do you think enough is being done testing-wise just locally in Sonoma County?
Well, we do have the capacity for testing, to increase our testing. That's the good news. And although we're listening to the radio, you might go on youtube.com/officialSonoma County. I interviewed the director, Dr. Reese, the director of our public health facility, where she really talks about the antibody testing, when that will be available, and when the equipment comes in, and the fact that we are still doing very well regarding our capacity of our lab. So our lab does not seem to be the limiting condition. It's now that we have more swabs, we can move forward. And there may be a need for volunteers at some point in the future. So please go on to SoCoEmergency.org to find out how you can volunteer potentially to help with testing as we go forward, food distribution, or many of the challenges that our community has. We may need your help.
Well, that's certainly a good thing to keep in mind, especially for Earth Day. One way to help us as a whole, one way or another. Supervisor Gorin, thank you again for your time this morning. Happy Earth Day to you, and have a good week.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
That is Supervisor Susan Gorin, also the chair of the Board of Supervisors.